Thank you, Greg. Yeah, we couldn't hear you. You just know when you point, it's time to talk.
Maybe not hearing me is not a bad thing.
Well, I did hear mention something just about the weather, and it looks like some hot weather for the next couple of days. Highs tomorrow around 90 degrees, a little early for that, but make sure your AC is working when it's that hot, so goodness gracious. And I hope everyone's yard is mowed. I mowed Doug on Thursday, and it already looks terrible today.
I mowed on Thursday also, and mine looks terrible.
Isn't that crazy? So I'm sure the lawn mowing business is doing good.
It should be.
Doug Dotson and Lindsay Walker with us this morning from the Marshall County Exceptional Center. And of course, talking about the 2024 edition of the Mike Miller Memorial Golf Tournament will be coming up June 22nd. And this is at the Benton Golf and Country Club. And Lindsay, how are you this morning?
Doing good. Excited to be here.
And I'm sure you and others have worked hard on this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Doug and Rita pretty much handle all the business on this. And then Emily McCollum that works at the center, she's done beautifully organizing this year. So I kind of feel like I'm just sitting here like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know, this is our fifth year now to take the tournament over. And every year they come up with something in the office that makes it easier for people to buy a whole sponsor or a corporate or a team. And they can pay right over the internet on their PayPals or whatever those are. And it's working out so good. And we're starting to kind of figure out what we're doing now. It's not as big of organized chaos as it was
that's good.
First year. So
that's
it's doing good.
And it's good to have people know how to do that. I'm still old-fashioned and think you got to hand somebody a check. But sponsorships, $500 for a corporate, $300 for a green, and $100 for a whole sponsor. And as Doug was saying, Lindsay, you can find one of these flyers and just put your phone over it and take a picture and do it right there.
Exactly. We have a QR code that will take you directly to the registration and sponsorship form. But like you mentioned, if you're not quite into that just yet, we'll happily do it by phone, by mail. We'll take any form of payment.
And a four-person team, $400, or if you're an individual, you'll take them too.
Absolutely. $100 per person, that'll get you your spot in. And, you know, this is a really fun tournament. It's supporting a good cause. So whether you're Tiger Woods level or not, don't feel bad. Just come out and have a good time.
Right. It's all about having fun.
Exactly.
You'll have golfers of all skill level playing, won't you?
Exactly. Of all abilities. We have some pretty serious ones, and then we have the ones that are out there just having a goofy time.
And hopefully everybody has fun.
Exactly.
Can I touch on one thing? On the green sponsors, this is our first year to do the green sponsors, and they're $300. 18 of them got 18 holes, so we'll have 18 maximum. We'll cut it off there. But what those are, they're really neat, and they were brought to our attention, and we decided to do it this year. And we're selling those for $300 each, and then we're making flags. We're having flags professionally made, and half of the flag has got MCEC's logo on it, and then the other half has the purchaser, the donor's logo on it, and they'll be flying at the tournament that day. And then after the tournament, we'll take the flags down, and we're going to mail them to the people that bought them. So you're going to get a flag, and you can frame it, hang it in your office, in your home, whatever you want to do, give it to a loved one. But they're just, I think it's going to be really a neat thing.
Yeah.
I sold one Saturday, and I think we've got three left, maybe. So we've only three more, and then those will be gone.
Yeah, that is, like you say, you could frame it or just hang it in your business. And, or just show that you're a supporter, but that's awesome. And, of course, Lindsay, all this money, every penny goes back to the center. And talk about how important that funding, like fundraisers like this and donations that people give.
Oh, absolutely. That's our lifeblood. The majority, I'd say, well over 65%, 70%, comes from these fundraisers and community support initiatives like this. You know, historically, we were founded on a need, and that's how we operate. So we do not charge families of clients that are ineligible for waivers or government assistance. Instead, they can come for free. And, you know, that really adds up, because those waivers are wonderful things, but there's waiting lists for 10 and 20 years. So if your child's on that, they still have a place to come that the family doesn't have to be burdened by that. And we got a good chunk that need that support, and we are at our highest enrollment numbers ever. So with the higher service comes higher need, comes more expenses. So absolutely, this is imperative.
Yeah, and you're worn out because you just were at the zoo with.
Yeah, that was one of the new opportunities we started offering last year. You know, as we're growing, we're kind of dipping our toes into some bigger ventures. We went, like you said, to the Nashville Zoo, and we stayed overnight there, which is a very unique and fun opportunity, but I am exhausted because my clients ran me all over that zoo. And, you know, I don't really sleep great when I'm not at home, but it's not about the sleeping, and they had a wonderful time. The zoo curators were amazing. They were the last time, too, but they were begging us to come back, and she kept going on that we were her best crew, and they were already suggesting educational programs for the next time.
Now, how much reptiles can you see when you got to stay overnight?
Yeah, well, it's creepy. It's really creepy, I'll tell you that. You know, we have some guys that want to sleep upstairs in the classrooms, but I always get conned into sleeping downstairs with them because I think they think it's funny that I'm squeamish. And there's nothing quite like walking through a reptile house at night whenever all the lights are turned out and you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I feel like I'm reciting like the Lord's Prayer as I'm walking through there, and all you see is these eyes staring at you because they're nocturnal.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Wow.
I don't believe that'd be my.
No, I know it. Me either.
The clients, they love it. And, you know, I had some, which I took one for the team, and I stayed on the reptile side. There's another side of it that's like the fish. And, of course, you have some ambient light from those. But, no, I was in pitch black next to, Lord knows, snakes. And I was just telling myself, like, it's fine. We're at home.
You want to make sure they're behind glass or.
Exactly, but like I said, it's a little creepy when you're walking to go to the bathroom and you're just like, eyes straight ahead.
Exactly. You know, I'd like to also give a shout out too. I don't want to start calling a bunch of names because I'll leave somebody out. We've got so many sponsors and team players and stuff. But I do want to throw a shout out to the folks at Rattoberfest. They put that program on every year, and it takes a village of people to do that. And every dime of that money goes to different charitable organizations. And last year we asked them to do a title sponsor. And Loanne Peck, who's actually chairman of our board, and then Jeff Shoemaker and Keith Merck's a member of our board also. But those three folks put on Rattoberfest. And so last year we decided to hit them up for a title sponsor. And they agreed to do it, and it's a $5,000 donation. And they did that again this year. But last year, they went on ahead, and after the Rattoberfest, they gave us $10,000 instead of $5,000.
Wow.
But, you know, it's nice when you've got folks that you can text or call, and they'll do a corporate sponsor or a green sponsor or a whole sponsor. And I want to thank you guys. I've been on the board out there probably too long. Lindsay probably liked to probably too long. But anyway, WCBL's been an integral part of our program.
Oh, well, thank you.
You guys have done live remotes. You've came out to the tournament and led our prayer, our starting prayer, and embarrassed different things like that. And Jim has been on the scene in his time and era for years.
Probably longer than he'd like to admit.
But we've got just a lot of folks that we're grateful for, that we really need to thank. We've got a wonderful staff at the center, and they're doing a great job, and that's why we're growing like we're growing. But as she said, it costs a lot of money to grow.
Right, exactly.
And so we intend to do what we have to do to fund the center. And we're having good success with it right now. We've got a good program, and people are sensitive to it, and they're really helping us, and we're grateful for that.
Well, you know, Lindsay, you and others know the need for this center, but it's nice, like Doug, when you can see the community get behind it as well.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's pretty unique, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more things that you can be offered in a metropolitan town, metropolitan city. But, you know, a city like ours is hard to beat.
That's right.
Like ours is hard to beat.
And you think of that, it's named after Judge Executive Mike Miller, and he'd be proud to know that it's still going strong and growing. And
absolutely. And it's just been... it's just been a huge success. I want to thank my wife, Rita. She really got involved and with Facebook. Facebook has been a huge help to us. And Lindsay and all of her crew, they initially post the things, and then they've got a routine. There's some of the ladies, once they get it, then they start sharing it. Well, it goes to several thousand people, and that's been good. And they've came up with ways to make signs, and it's just, we've got things going our way right now.
Yeah.
And the Benton Country Club, they let us use their facility out there. We always have it on the fourth Saturday in June, and they let us have their facility at no charge, and it's just a lot of folks that have helped us. We're really grateful for it, and I don't want to leave anybody out.
Well, it's hard to not leave somebody out.
But at the same time, I mean, and our players, you know, the people that come out and play, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't have a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And you have, what, I know you've had up to 20-something teams at one time. And
oh, yeah, we've seen years where we've had double on every hole, and about got to the point that we were about to turn people away. I won't say we will, because I'll figure it out if we have to. But
we're not going to turn anybody.
Right.
No, but we certainly have spots available for that still. It's still a little early in the game. I found that some of our people wait till, you know, closer to time, but certainly get with us. Like I said, you don't have to be a professional by any means. Just get out and have a good time.
That's right.
Yeah, and if somebody shows up, we've had this happen multiple times. If somebody shows up, an individual, and just wants to play, they can play on my team, or we've scattered them out to different teams, but we'll play five or six on a team if we need to. So someone's getting to play with a group, and well, you're not going to win anything anyway other than the basic good feeling that you came out and supported a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's always fun.
Exactly. And again, it's June 22nd. It's on a Saturday, and it will be at the Benton Golf and Country Club. And for more information, you can call Lindsay at 270-527-1327 or go to their Facebook page. I know you keep that updated as well.
We do, absolutely. If you want a gist of what we do, just tune into our Facebook.
All right. Well, let's get to a quick break, and if Greg's listening there, we're going to get to a quick break, and then we'll come back with more with Doug and Lindsay with the Marshall County Exceptional Center talking about the golf tournament coming up June 22nd. We'll be back in just a moment.